I welcome you to another episode of Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we will share how you can act on the Word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. Today, we will continue with the series that we have started to talk about on a call to walk in the Spirit. A call to walk in the Spirit. We had spoken on part one and part two. Today, we'll continue in that line. You recall in the last episode, we were talking about what happens to a believer, what happens to you when you got saved. We saw that, you were born of the Spirit by the Word. We saw that at the moment that you got saved, you received the gift of eternal life. You know, and under that, we looked at the very fact that your salvation is not deferred to another time. It is not something that you have to hope for. You know, I mean, while much of hope lives in the mind, the Bible faith is steeped in the Spirit. Therefore, salvation is received by faith, and faith is not what is seen. Today, I would go on to talk about what happens at the very moment that a man got saved. What happened? You know, what happens? The third thing that happens is that your soul and your body took on the same image that is in your spirit. Now, what do you look like in the Spirit? Here's what the Word has to say about your looks in the Spirit. This is what the Word of God describes you as. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24, the Bible says, "Put on the new man, which after God is created in true righteousness and holiness." Take note of that again. Put on the new man, which after God is created in true righteousness and holiness. In other words, your real nature, or which is called your new nature, has the semblance of God in true holiness and righteousness. Can you beat that? Now, have you heard some believers praying and asking God to make them righteous? I'm sure you may also have heard preachers, exhort you to do your best to be righteous and holy. You know, while righteousness and holiness is unattainable for the unsaved, it is the very nature of a believer. Therefore, he does not need to do his best to be his nature. Just as a fish does not need to do its best to be a fish, and a lion does not need to do its best to be one. In the same way, the believer does not have to work hard in order to be godly. The new nature is godly. In other words, it is patterned after God. How? In true righteousness and holiness. The new nature is not under the bondage or condemnation of sin, and does not spend half of the prayer time confessing sins. As a matter of fact, this new nature does not live with a consciousness of sin. Instead, it lives with the consciousness of its nature of holiness. What does that mean for us? It means this: quit praying to be righteous. You are righteous by design. Your new nature is holy by design and does not struggle to please God or to live according to its nature of holiness. It will rather struggle to sin or do anything that contradicts its nature of holiness than struggling to please God. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 tells us to put on this new nature. How does this happen? This happens through the process of changing or renewing our minds, our will and emotions, in order to understand and to walk in the ways of God. You remember Romans chapter 8 verse 29, the Bible says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the very image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." So what happens in the life of a believer at the very moment that he was saved? The fourth thing that happens is that the old nature ceases to exist, and all of the record of sinful past are gone. In the life of a believer, or in your life, you took a new godly nature at the very moment that you got saved. You became totally new in your spirit. And to understand this better, we are told in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, that very popular scripture. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." which old things passed away, I would ask. Was it your stature, your color, or your personality? Not exactly. The old things referred to in this passage would be the old, primitive, ancient nature of sin. It was immediately replaced with your new nature. Hallelujah. Another thing that happened is that there was a change in the command control. Because you see, when you became saved, at the very moment you got saved, you are now led by the Spirit and not by your intellect or the, you know, mere human instinct of, you know, thinking and reasoning. The scripture says, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. This is very crucial to the victorious life of a believer. He is unpredictable because his speech, actions, thoughts are not impulsive, but they are led or inspired by the Spirit. Even when he's spontaneous, it is on the orders of an inward leading. Another thing that happens when a man got saved is that his perception, and I would like to use, say it this way, his perception of things and situation changes. You know, the Bible says something very crucial in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. You know, initially, as an unsaved person, you may have viewed things from a merely physical perspective, which is limited to the five human senses, you know. But with a new birth, something happens. The new birth comes with a change in perception. So when the world says there is a casting down, you are saying there is lifting. Why? Because that's what you see. You don't see things from the way the world sees them. After all, Jesus was at rest in the midst of the storm. Another way of looking at this scripture that I read from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16 is that, you know, even though we recognize the very nature or the very we recognize the value of, you know, people's physical life, but from the above scripture it is clear that we also recognize that the real value of life is more than the physical appearance or experience. Why? Because appearance is deceptive and physical experiences are transient, you know. So whether it's an experience of poverty or wealth, pain or sorrow, etc., these are transient experiences. And no matter the facade that people may put on, may put on physically, in reality and in actual sense, all is not well until they surrender to the Lord. So Paul was saying, from now on, we do not reckon with people according to the flesh. We don't look at the appearance. We connect with people. We assess people. We look at people from the standpoint of the Spirit, who they are in the Spirit. And you know, also another way of looking at this is that no matter how bad a person's physical life may have been in the past, there is forgiveness of sin and complete transformation that comes through faith in Christ Jesus. So this understanding changes how we regard people of all race and belief. And that's why I believe Paul would say, therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Amen. These are some of the things that happened when a man got saved. And you notice that for most or all of what I have listed, the six, different, situations and issues that I have listed, none of them actually happened physically. They all happened inwardly in the spirit of a man. And then over time, you would see them physically. So the next question to ask is this. Do our minds change immediately we get saved? Because this is another level, another realm that, you know, we need to spend time on. Did our minds change immediately we got saved? The answer, I would say, clearly, is a no. Instead, you are transformed by the renewing and educating of your inward man. And how does this happen? The Bible tells us clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Bible says, and all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transformed into His very own image in an ever-increasing splendor from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So as we behold Him, our outer man changes to match the inner man, which is created in true righteousness and holiness. So the more you know the Word, the more you conform to the image of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will continue in this line of thought in the next episode. And until I meet you then, keep living in the atmosphere of freedom and liberation. In Jesus' name, amen.